Welcome in again for our Monday feature, Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
We're all right. How are you?
Good. You ready for the holidays?
We better be. It's just like, 2 days away? Unbelievable. And we've been focusing on some shows in the last couple of weeks about trying to reduce stress and some of the do's and don'ts with gift giving. And we're hoping that folks are, you know, all set for this and set to have a good time for Christmas. We understand the flip side of that too. These for some people can be tough times. Holidays can be sad, and maybe you go through some rough emotions, and we're going to kind of focus on that today.
Exactly. In the last couple of weeks, we did some practical suggestions, but this, I want to make sure that people do understand that there's actually a diagnosable depression that happens in this part of the country during the winter, many places. But when the seasons start changing, when it gets dark and cold, there's parts of our brain that like start to shut down for some people. It begins, if you notice, that it begins and ends about the same time every year. If they make you feel exhausted and moody, depressed, if you don't like doing things you usually do, you have real low energy and tiredness, and not just because for one day, it's like a season.
Yeah.
Sleeping problems, gaining weight, just really needing those carbohydrates, lots of sugar, lots of breads and things that more than you normally would, feeling either very sluggish or very agitated, feeling hopeless, worthless, or guilty, or having frequent thoughts of suicide or death. You really want to be paying attention to that, because for some people, it's the way the season affects their biology. And then it gets worse because they look at the TV and they hear people and they feel like, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me. And it feels like they want to give up.
Yeah.
We just don't want to do that. So here's some things that add to it. You know, some people lose a partner, their adult family has moved away or lived far away, friends are unavailable for whatever reason, illness or they're gone. What we want to do is be thinking about how can we treat that depression. Depression is actually biological, and medication will help. Has to be prescribed by a doctor.
Right.
But I think that's really important. Light therapy helps. There are certain full spectrum light bulbs that if you use half an hour a day can help. I tell people, sit in the sun, sit by a window. You know, I know why cats like that now. It's so comfortable,
yeah.
The warmth and then the light. Get outdoors if you can. Go for a ride. Get the light in your eyes. And psychotherapy, it helps to talk to somebody about what's going on so that you know that what your experience is real, that there is hope for it, that it doesn't last forever. So if you are feeling this way, you want to talk to your doctor or call a therapist. If you know someone who is behaving this way, it's good to ask them. We never create depression by asking. What we do is give people an opportunity to talk about it and then help them get the help that they need. Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to make the appointment. Help them make that appointment.
Yeah, and it could be compounded too at this time of year. You've got, you know, the seasonal affective disorder, maybe from, I don't know, November through February, March, while it's dark so early and cold. And then the holidays too could, on top of that, be a sad time, depending on your family situation, personal situation, what have you. So this time of year really can be tough.
Right, and if we talk to people and include them and get them help, then it gets better. So, and Safe Harbor Counseling, people can call. We're glad to talk to anybody about how they can get help.
Yeah, and there are some resources online, as there are pretty much for all of these different topics that we go over, different things involving seasonal affective disorder, symptoms, causes, and more. All you have to do is go to safeharboril.com, check out those resources about this topic or previous topics as well, and maybe even listen to a show or two from our past times, as we've been doing this for over a year now. Hopefully we're helping you out on Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas.